Okay, shalom everybody. We are continuing in Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Shabbat, Daf Mem Tet Amud Bet, on the Agarita. And we're continuing on the question, the Gemara asked, where do we know that there are 39 forbidden works, forbidden labors on Shabbat? And the first opinion was, according to the 39 works that were done in the Mishkan. That's the more common explanation. And then the Talmud suggests another explanation that the word milacha, work, milacha, milachto, milechet, any different type of work is mentioned 39 different times in the Torah. Now the problem is that it really comes out 40, which is very good for the counting, which we all know the Mishnah counts, that it doesn't say there are 39 forbidden works. There are 40 minus 1. And in fact, the word melacha appears 40 times. And now the Gemara is going to discuss which of the two is in at the expense of the other. Okay, here we'll see it inside. Okay, Amarle. Kika Mesapkele, if you remember last time we saw, they said, let's bring a Sefer Torah, and let's count how many times the word Melacha appears. Is it 38 or 39 or 40? So in fact, they brought a Sefer Torah, and they counted, and it comes out 40. And what is the Safek? What is the doubt? Mishum dichtiv v'melacha hayta dayam. The Pasuk in Shmot, chapter 36, in summarizing all of the donations that were made to the Mishkan, the word melacha is used. But if you look in the different, I saw four different translations. It's not translated that the work was sufficient. Some say the donation was sufficient. Some say the material was sufficient. And another translation is the stuff was sufficient. But one thing is for sure, nobody translated it as work, because it literally does not mean the word work in that context. Miminyanahu, is that term milacha, which again, in that context, does not translate as work, is that considered one of the 39 places that it says work, from where we're going to learn out the 39 prohibited labors on Shabbat? And if we do count that pasuk regarding the material was enough, that the word is milacha, so let's count it. Well, then we can't count that Yosef came into the house to do his milacha with Potiphar's wife, which according to one opinion in the Midrash, is that Joseph came to sin with Potiphar's wife. Now, if Joseph came to sin with him, that is not, cannot be counted a milacha, because it's just a clean way of saying of having an affair with Potiphar's wife. So, according to this opinion, we count the material melacha, but we don't count Joseph's sinning melacha. O Dilma, or the second possibility is, Vayavoa baita lasot melachto miminyanahu, that when Joseph comes to do his work in Potiphar's house, that in fact he is coming to do work. And if so, that is work number 39, from which we will learn the 39 prohibited works on Shabbat. V'haivam lachai tadayam, hachi kamar deshalim le'avidite. And according to that, if Yosef came to do his actual work, then we cannot count the work of the Mishkan. That means that the donations or the materials were sufficient. And the Gemara finishes off, teku, with a question mark. They explain often that teku, we were taught in elementary school, stands for Tishbi Yitaretz Kushiotu Ba'ayot, that Eliyahu HaNavi will come and he will solve all of these difficult doubts. But a linguist who knows Aramaic, the Aramaic language, explained to me that teku, that's just a vort, and the teku is actually a word, just like it's used today in modern Hebrew. Teku, if Beitar and Maccabi have a tie to each, it's called a teku. And in fact, it's up for grabs. Nobody wins. Okay, let's see what Rav Kook does with this agarata. What is the symbolism here? Rav Kook explains as follows. Ma shemitromimim anu umitkadshim me'al tzorchei amlacha. By the way, I'll already sort of apologize. Today's paragraph is relatively long, so we're not going to have a lot of time for elaborate explanations or side sources, but we'll be just be focusing as quick as possible to finish the paragraph. Okay. Mashemitromamim anu umitkadshim me'al tzorchei amlacha. When we rise, and as we learned last time, Rav Kook talks about that Shabbat is to raise all different types of work. Milacha, mlechid, milachto, anything that has to do with work, Shabbat comes to raise, to spiritually raise. Humit pashet ayedek dushata Shabbat. This spirituality is spread through the holiness of Shabbat. Ben b'muvan aruchani, ben b'muvan achomri. Whether we're talking about the physical rest, whether we're talking about a day of spiritual learning, studying, praying, singing zmirot, right? And Shabbat is a holy day where both the physical and the spiritual give us a new type of rest, as opposed to the 6 days of working. V'gomer hu et matarato liyom shekulo Shabbat. And Rav Kook here is referring to the Gemara and Masechet Tamid that we saw last time, that the ideal world, when we talk about Yemot HaMashiach, the end of days, it's called a day which will be an entire day of Shabbat. Everything will be Shabbat. The whole week will be like Shabbat. In other words, what we have every seventh day is, Chazal say, 1/60th, a taste of the ideal Shabbat, where we hallow, make holy, reveal the godliness and holiness in everything that we do on Shabbat. And that's the way it's going to be in the future ideal world. Sheknesset Yisrael mitateret b'kdushata ha'olyona. When the nation of Israel adorns itself with the crown, her crown of holiness, umikasheret et kol tzdadeha ha'me'ulim v'ameshubachim b'shevach noem Elohi, with the sweetness of God and the praising of the sweetness of God, b'kesher achduti na'alav nizgav, with uniting, as Rav Kook said, the physical and the spiritual. We eat, drink, are merry physically on Shabbat together with a spiritual celebration. This symbolizes what is going to be in the ideal world where Leit Atar Panui Mine, as the Baal Shem Tov said, no place, physical or spiritual, will be void of godliness. Yaron v'nisa v'gava ma'od. Here Rav Kook is paraphrasing a pasuk from Yeshayahu in this context. Paragraph bet. Hamnucha mitala al hamalacha. That seventh day of rest rises above the 6 days of work, even though the 6 days of work are also a mitzvah, especially in the land of Israel, where developing the physical is also a mitzvah. Nevertheless, that freedom, the rest that we have on the seventh day, be'erech kamuti ube'erech eichuti. There are two different types of menucha, two different types of Shabbat. One is a quantitative difference, and the other is a qualitative difference. And again, remember the whole time, Rav Kook is talking in duality. He's also talking about the seventh day that we call Shabbat, and he's also talking about in the future, in the world which is Kulo Shabbat, everything is Shabbat. Just a quick reminder, if you remember, we mentioned the Rav Kook refers to the Zohar that says that when before God created the world, all there was godliness. Veruach Elokim merachefet. The Spirit of God was just hovering. And then God restricted himself, tzimtzum, restricted himself into the physical world during those 6 days. But then again, on the seventh day, we once again have a taste of godliness like it was before creation. And that's how the Kabbalah explains, as we saw in the past, why the 39 works that were done in the Mishkan, that's exactly, precisely, that which is prohibited on Shabbat. Because the Mishkan is the antithesis of Shabbat. The Mishkan, just like the 6 days of creation, were tzimtzum, where God, as if it were, restricts himself. God is everywhere. But he says, for our sake, I will let you make a Mishkan, and I will restrict myself, as if it were, to appear inside that tabernacle, inside that Mikdash. So if so, the 6 days of creation parallel the Mishkan. And that's why Shabbat, which preceded the 6 days of creation, and comes after the 6 days of creation, once again a taste of that day, which is totally godliness, what exactly is prohibited on Shabbat is exactly the restriction, the restricting, the tzimtzum that God did during the 6 days of creation and during the creation, the construction of the Mishkan. And that's why the Mishkan is the opposite of Shabbat. Okay? That the Mishkan is constricting, and Shabbat is without restrictions, as it was before God created the world, and that is what we're supposed to taste every seventh day. Okay? So again, there are two types of minucha. There is the quantity, and there is the quality. Rav Kook is going to explain. Hakamuti hu ma she'en tzarich im ha-matzav ha-yoter tov v'nisa amel v'torach. שלא נוצר כאם כדי להיות כוח מגין למחלות רוחניות שעלולות להתפרץ לרגלי המנוחה והשלווה. The world as we know it is the world after Adam and Chava, Adam and Eve, after they sinned and the world fell. So we have a spiritual lacking. שהרפיון המוסרי של האדם שנפל ברשתו של נחש איננו יכול לקבל רוב טובה. Man, since the sin in the Garden of Eden, man has a higher yetzer hara, has problematic desires. And if so, there is an aspect of lacha which Chazal say that batala, somebody who doesn't work and just sits around and daydreams all day, batala mevi'a lidei shiyamum, shiyamum mevi'a lidei arayot. That if somebody just sits around and doesn't work, he's going to be bored, and he is going to get to, today we call it pornography, or problematic issues. In other words, part of the reason why we need work today is to keep us out of trouble. And if so, we need the 6 days of work to keep us out of trouble. And Shabbat is an antidote, is that spiritual answer to the 6 days of keeping us out of trouble. But according to this, Shabbat is sort of bidyeved, and work is second best. And just like Adam was told that after he sinned, that he's going to have to produce wheat by the sweat of his brow, and he's going to have to fight with weeds, and making a living is going to be that much more difficult, this is the medicine for Adam's slipping. And after he slips, and he has to start working really hard, then Shabbat is the antidote. But that is sort of a bidyeved antidote that wasn't ideal in the first place. Paragraph Gimel. Omnam yesh od erech yoter nichbad bimnucha, but there is another higher aspect of rest. Shelo rak v'zehu odef al matzav hamelacha, that is not just better than work. Because again, work, according to this, is a problematic issue that came after we fell, and so accordingly we needed Shabbat.
We don't hear you. Hello? Listen, I don't hear you. I don't know if anybody else can hear you. I don't hear you.
You're not on.
I'm not on mute.
Not on mute.
Do you hear me now? Yeah. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. How long was I not heard?
About 30 seconds.
Oh, just a couple of seconds. Okay, so paragraph Gimel. Omnam, yesh od erech yoter nichbad bimenucha. There is another higher aspect of menucha, shelorak bezehu odef al matzav melacha, which isn't just a more spiritual, free aspect compared to work, mitzad miniyat torah, and we like it because we don't have to work so much on Shabbat. That's the first aspect of Shabbat, which again is a bidievit. Ki'im, there is a higher level, gam mitzad shehatova hashlema shelateva hatahor, that the goodness of our pure nature that God created us with, haram v'nizgav mitzad atzmo, ha'omed lemala mikol oneg v'chol shlemut shetuchal kom lacha lavi elea, right? That even when we don't work, and that brings a certain sweetness on the Shabbat that we know it as it is today. Bein b'matzav chomri bein b'matzav ruchani shel adam. There is an even higher form of rest and a higher form of spiritual rest. Zot ha-tova be'atzma hi muvdelet harbe be'erka me'ota tova shemlacha mevi'ah elea. This is a much higher level than that which Milacha brings. The regular Shabbat that we dealt with in paragraph Bet is resting from a Milacha which we need. But the second higher aspect, Sheyesh Ba'im Kol Bo'alim Gamata, Inyan Shel Milachiyut. Rav Kook is doing a play on words. As opposed to Milacha, the word Malach means angelic. Lo tiviyut maaseh yedei yotzer baruch hu. There is an angelic aspect of Shabbat, which is not just an answer to work, but it is an ideal from where we fell originally in Gan Eden. Gan Eden was total Shabbat. And that is a Shabbat which is not just an answer to 6 days of working, but it is a totally a qualitative difference. Paragraph Dalit. Al ken, yesh kan shtei shvitot. There are two different types of Shabbat, two different types of rest. Matzav shel shvita mitzad yitaron shebimnucha, ma shelo yitzdarecha adam la'amel v'yagil l'chol tzorchav u'shlemiyutav. The first type of Shabbat is the antithesis of work, which is beautiful for the world that we know it today. V'matzav ha'sheni, but the second type of Shabbat, hu ha'yoter ram ve'elyon, it's much more lofty. Shehu lo rak b'mniyat ha'torach, hu mitaleh, ki im be'echut metziyuto. It's not just an answer to work. This is more the Shabbat that was around before God restricted himself in the 6 days of creation, where the world was totally God, totally free. Where Shabbat, the whole world was Shabbat, and that's the way it's going to be in the future, which is not just in the antithesis of work, but it is a higher level of spirituality. Sha'kol shav el mekor ha'chaim, that everything will return to the source of life, to godliness, to idealism. Lishov mi omek etzem atev Elohi. We will draw our spirituality, like one draws water, we will draw our natural godliness from this Shabbat, midei yotzer kol baruch hu, straight from God, who is the source of all creation, hamechadesh betuvo umechaye b'mamaro. This is the ideal Shabbat. Now, I'll already mention, let's just skip for a second, to the Ramchal. The Ramchal in source number 2 in Derech Hashem talks about that the whole goal of our world is to, as we've said many times in the past, maybe Irv even remembers when we learned Orot HaTshuva and Beit HaRav Kook, that Rav Kook draws the world as evolution. The world is constantly improving. The world is constantly undergoing trial and error, and we learn from our mistakes, and we fall again, and we are always rising to a higher level. What is this climbing? It is to climb back to godliness, to the level of Gan Eden. We'll just skip down to the end, because it's a long paragraph, what we're going to learn today. V'chol sheken shebe'achreach, the Ramchal, right? Shebe'ishtadluto amitztarechet ata, now, since the fall from the Garden of Eden, lahagia l'shleimut hinei kfula, our climbing is really a double climbing. Ki tiztarech tchila sheyashuvu adam ve'olam el matzav shehaya b'rishon ha'kodem ha'chet, because first we have to climb back to our original level, original state, before the sin of Gan Eden. Ve'achar kach, after we've made the first climb, achar kach sheyitalu min ha'matzav ahu el matzav ha'shleimut shehaya ro'i le'adam sheyaleh. That man always was meant to rise to. And this is an idea that's found in a lot of rabbinic sfarim, also in Chassidut, also in Kabbalah. And that is what Rav Kook here is referring to, the idea of we want to return to a world which is a Yom Shekulo Shabbat, a world which is totally Shabbat, which was the ideal way the world was supposed to be way, way back in the Garden of Eden. Paragraph Hey. Mitzara Matzav Harishon, as far as the first Shabbat, the first type of Shabbat is concerned, Avshu Na'la VeKadosh, even though obviously our Shabbat is very great and holy, Mikom Akom Kol Zeh, Kol Zman SheBamahuto Einenu Hagbarat Tivit, Mitzar Atzmuto Shel Nishmat Knesset Yisrael Be'etzem Tiva, Kim Totza'a Mikol Amala. Our Shabbat today is a man-made Shabbat. We work all the 6 days, and then we work on our spirituality on the seventh day. And without our work in the sixth day, we wouldn't have the feeling of the specialness of Shabbat on the seventh day. In other words, today our Shabbat is a man-made Shabbat. Schar chelef avodata. Our Shabbat is as if it were our salary for 6 days of work. But again, remember, those 6 days of work, that was not the original plan. Az b'muvan ze lo yuchlu adayin litasef elea otam ha-reshamim shel ha-pulot ha-rabot shenitpazru b'steacher. Here you could already see where Rav Kook is going. Those who learned last week's paragraph, Rav Kook explained that Joseph symbolizes the outside world. Joseph looked like an Egyptian, and he spoke Egyptian, and he deals with the economy of the world, and he solves the world economy. And we mentioned that Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach the son of Joseph, is a physical figure who deals with topics where Am Yisrael is identical with the nations of the world. So if so, Joseph, you'll see where Rav Kook is going, that when Joseph goes to do milacha with Potiphar's wife, that cannot be elevated by the first type of Shabbat. Because the first type of Shabbat is not a high enough level. The first type of Shabbat, our Shabbat, is enough to elevate the secular, but not enough to elevate the foreign. I'll say that again. Our Shabbat today is enough to elevate the secular. We eat meat, and we drink wine, and we wear nice clothing, and have intimate relations, and that is enough. Our Shabbat today raises the physical world, the secular world, but it is not enough to reveal godliness in the foreign world. On the other hand, the ideal Shabbat will already foreshadow, once we're saying where Rav Kook is going, the higher level Shabbat, the Shabbat which deals with all of the Mishkan is already done. All of the donations is already finished. That's not melacha. That is a world which is already brinking on the ideal. In that world, we count Joseph's melacha, even if he was going to sin with Potiphar's wife, as we saw last time. Rav Kook is relating, as he says expressly, how to relate to Einstein, Freud, Bob Dylan. How to relate to, let's take Freud as a good example that we spoke about last time, that he revealed a lot of truth to mankind, but part of what he said is clearly foreign to Judaism, or exaggerated to Jewish thought, and for sure Bob Dylan as well. And there are a lot of Jews, let's look at Leon Trotsky or Karl Marx, who revealed certain aspects of truth, but they were in the fields of the foreigners. They're in the fields outside of Judaism. And that's, as we saw, those who weren't in last week's show, you'll just have to hear last week's class to understand the full understanding of the symbolism of Joseph. So even when Joseph comes to sin, according to this opinion, with the Potiphar's wife, if the world is on a high enough level, even that can be raised to a level of holiness. Okay, let's just finish up. Paragraph Vav. Alken. Otam ha-yesodot ha-zarim. Again, Joseph and the symbolism there. Af al pi shenevdu bidei achenu ba'avodatam, ba'avdutam. Even though there are Jews that went and served non-Jewish ideals, foreign ideals, v'yad Yisrael be'emza, and the Jewish hand was there as well. Mikol makom zarim hem, nevertheless, these topics are not Jewish topics. V'lo yuchlu liyot nichlalim bichlal melacha. They cannot be simply elevated like the secular. Secular is elevated by Shabbat, but the foreign needs that much more. The higher level of Shabbat, the ideal Shabbat in the future, in order to elevate. She'im akbalata ba'ofen nigudi limnucha, mikol makom yesh ba yachas yashar la. The first type of Shabbat, which is the antithesis of melacha, but it relates to melacha. It relates to the world as we know it. That's what we were talking about last time, the opinion that says that all of the melachot, the 39 melachot, we learn from the works of the Mishkan. As long as our Shabbat is a Shabbat, a man-made Shabbat, in antithesis to man's work, a freedom that we choose to make Shabbat, which is obviously a very high level, but nevertheless, again, that is the antidote of the lower week. That is the lower level of Shabbat. Az yesh bevaday hevdel gadol v'nitzchi ben ha-pu'ulot ha-krovot l'rechokot v'advarim she'avdut ha-shibud chol olam hem nikarim b'matzavam ha-bazoy she'kol kvodam u'shlilatam ve'he'adram. According to the level that we are at today, there are certain issues who the way of purifying them is to negate them, because they are foreign ideas. We're not talking about secular ideas. We're talking about foreign problematic ideas, which do have a certain amount of truth, that in the future world, the ideals of communism and of psychology, of Freud, and the good songs of Bob Dylan, and the good movies of Spielberg, they will be elevated, but in the meantime, we're not naive, and we have to call a spade, and say that secular things, we are in a level to improve. We want, as Rav Kook says many times, as we've seen, we want to make art holy. We need to make music holy, and we can do it. We can make our economy and our army holy, and our politics we can make holy, because all those things are secular. What Rav Kook, though, is dreaming about the day that we will also take even the most problematic ideas, where Jews, as we saw last time, Jews have their hand in every movement. Jews are like everyone, just more so. And even those ideas are going to be elevated in the, when we get to that ideal level of Shabbat. But we're not there yet. Okay, we're running out of time, so we are going to put on the gas. Paragraph Zayin. Im hamlacha hayta dayam, according to the pasuk that says that we saw in Shmot, that says that the material was enough. Rosh pizgata kibbutz shel klalut hamlacha bigiya lemikor oshra v'tachlita min chushbena. If that idea of the material of the Mishkan is included in the 39 melachot. Od hachlalot yesh bo gam ke meinyan melacha, ele shu kolel ukvar ba el hamatara, me'en tzorech mishum ze la'avod od, mimne shekvar kidma avodato, az vayavo abayta la'asot melachto, lav michushbena. Then Joseph's coming in to do his melacha, that is not counted among the melachot. Paragraph Chet. Omnam beofen ha-yoter na'ala shel ha-matara yoter el-yona v'nizgava. But when we talk about the higher level of Shabbat, she-tavo li-yom she-kulo Shabbat, when we return to the level of Gan Eden, that Shabbat, which is not just an answer, an antidote to work, but it is total godliness, total spirituality, that Shabbat is not just an outcome of work. Work is going to clear other aspects away. So that the higher level of Shabbat will shine with all of its glory. Az ein betuuda shum yachas echuti limlacha. In that world, Shabbat is not an answer to melacha. It's not an antidote to melacha. Veloni taleh ha'inyan mitzad she'en tzorech letorech shel melacha. And it's not because we will need to rest. Today we need to rest from work. In the world to come, we won't need to rest from work. The concept of work is not going to be around anymore. That is when the glory of the nature of Knesset Yisrael will shine. Not that we work all week and we make Shabbat, but that the real nature of Knesset Yisrael, which is a godly nature, will shine. Be'etzem tokfa hoda v'hadara, in all of its greatness. Bitromemuta tivita elohita ole al kol seder v'ketzev. Hakol mitkadesh umitale, kan ein peretz ve'ein yotzeit. This is a world which is total goodness. Az, paragraph tet, at that time, when we get to that day where everything will be Shabbat, mit aleha ma'amad, the world will raise up to a level. Ad shegama pu'ulot ha'yoter mitrachkot mima'amad ha'galut va'kfiyah shel shelton zarim, gam hu nishkaf bivigdei hod. Even the Josephs and their works, i.e., the Freuds and the Bob Dylans and the Spielbergs and all of their works, will be elevated. Even communism, even Karl Marx, again, Rav Kook here is not relating to Einstein, which is secular. There are issues, again, like Freud, which have foreign aspects to them. They will also be elevated in the world, which is totally good. Ki akdushay elyona tivit liYisrael b'chol choderati. And that is when the true goodness of Israel will be revealed, even in the Sigmund Freuds, even in the Bob Dylans. Et hakol hi minatelet uminasa. Even the foreign will be elevated, not just the secular that we have already today, but even the foreign will be elevated. Yud, omnam. הסכום העולה מהמגמה הכללית חתימת העבודה לא תוכל למנות בכלל המלאכות מפני היתרון האיכותי שבה. At that time, we will not count the melacha of the Mishkan as one of the 39 melachot, because that will be at a time that we have already accomplished dayam. Everything will be enough. המתעלה הרבה מכל מלאכה ומכל תוצאה ממנו, בתור תולדה אפילו היותר טובה. אבל לעומת זה, ויבוא הביתה לעשות מלאכתו ממניינה. But then, when Joseph comes to do his work, that will be counted among the 39 types of work. Because even that foreign influenced work is going to be elevated la'atid lavo. In other words, what Rav Kook is saying is that the higher level of spirituality of Shabbat will be so high that it can take even the lowest level of the physical world and reveal the godliness in it. On the other hand, where we're at today, we're not at the first and the fourth level. We're at the third and the second level. We're at the level of the secular, and our Shabbat comes to elevate the secular. In the future, the ideal Shabbat will elevate also the foreign. And this is just, Rav Kook here doesn't go into details like he does in other places, but one of the most famous quotes of Rav Kook is that at tzadikim atahorim, the pure tzadikim, they don't kvetch about evil. What they do is they add goodness. They don't kvetch about darkness. What they do is they add or, light. And what Rav Kook does is he always looks for the orot. All of his books are called the light. There's even the lighter side of milchama. What good can come out of World War I? There is, Rav Kook writes about the good that came out of Christianity, the good that came out of Jesus, the good that came out of Spinoza, the good that, we're not obviously going to go into details here, but just about any topic under the sun, Rav Kook finds goodness in it. But he's telling us that the average Jew, like you and me, we're not on a level yet that we should try and become Freudians to reveal the godliness in Freud. We should focus on the secular to reveal the godliness in the secular, and that is the Shabbat that we celebrate today. But it's always important to know where the arrow is going. Just like Rav Kook says, we should know eventually we're eventually going to be vegetarians. So too, Rav Kook is saying that all of those Jewish ideas, that all of the Jerry Rubins and Abby Hoffmans and Gloria Steinems and Betty Friedans and Karl Marx and all those Jews who had certain good ideas, but nevertheless they had maybe a little too much foreign influence in them, the day will come where the Jewish essence, the Jewish godliness of those Jews, it will be revealed. And that is what Rav Kook understands in the ideal Shabbat.